This morning, the title of this lesson, You Are Special and Created by God. But I'm not really good at coming up with titles sometimes. And I got to thinking about that one and I said, well, that's what I'm going to go with. Anyhow, I couldn't come up with anything better. One of y'all can tell me a good title for it after we get done. It kind of came similar to what Brother Robert said a couple weeks ago was when they were traveling at the beach. They went to church on Wednesday night, and the guy gave a Wednesday night invitation, and he decided he'd make it a full sermon. Well, this one came from a friend of mine in Ohio on Facebook, and he gave an illustration that I'll give shortly. And he has lasted about 5 minutes, and I'm going to try to make it last about 20 or 25 minutes. And then at the end of it, y'all are going to say, well, maybe you should have just made that last 5 minutes and got done. But the idea of being created by God and being something special that He made, that's really what was the turning point in me becoming a Christian. I want you to think back to the time of where you became a Christian. What it was that was that turning point for you that you said, you know, if all this is the way it is, then I'm not going to wait. What is it for you that if you're not a Christian this morning that's standing up in front of you and saying, I want to wait? What is it that's there that's saying, you know, I'm going to keep putting this off? For me, it was a study of creation. It was a lesson in that story of creation that I thought, surely if this God created this great big old world, if God created this big world, and I firmly believe this, He created all of these animals, all of the things that reside within this planet. He created man. He created me. Then surely He is the God that I should serve. That surely I will devote myself to serving God. That I am a specially made thing. That I was created too by God, and that God surely loves me. And you may be thinking, well, I know God loves me, Matt. I know those things. I know what John 3:16 tells us. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believeth in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. And say, I know that. I know that God loves me. That was a turning point. That was my turning point for me. When I knew that this God that created this world created me. And I read those verses and they just jumped out to me. That this great big world, that this great big old world that which we live in, that we walk around and we go to sleep and we wake up and we eat, we go to work, we go to play, we go visit friends, we go places, we go on adventures, we go places. This big old world that we can never see all of it, that God thought enough that this world needed one of you. That He made you. And not only did He create you and that He made you, but He made you out of love. And that He had so much love for you, as an individual, as a person, that He had so much love for you that He did not want to see you die. That He did not want to see the sin which Adam and Eve brought into the world to destroy you. So He sent His Son. And so through that Son that we do not have to die to death anymore. It is through His Son that we can have eternal life. And knowing that having eternal life can get us through so many things. And I wanted to be part of that. So when thinking about that God created you, you know, Jeremiah chapter 1, Verse 4 says, Now the word of Jehovah came unto me, saying, Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. I have appointed thee a prophet unto the nations. Kind of sounds like David in Psalms 139, where he said, For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. Jeremiah begins the book by telling how the word came to him. And God says to Jeremiah, He said, Before I even formed you. There's the old saying that said, Well, you were still searching for toothbrushes when this event occurred, which means that you weren't even a thought. You weren't even conceived at this point. And God tells Jeremiah, He says, I knew thee before I formed thee. Before I put you together, I knew you. Before you came out of the womb, I sanctified you. I had a special thing for you to do. I appointed you, Jeremiah, long before you were brought, before you were conceived in the womb, before you were brought into the womb, I made a plan for you that you would be a prophet to the nations. Now I got thinking, is that just limited to Jeremiah? When David said the very same thing in Psalm 139, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. It's kind of a mind-blowing thing to think that before your parents came together, before they were brought together in any way, that God had a plan for you. That the world was going to need one of you. And I've seen your eyes ever since I began, and you're wondering, what does this have to do with anything? Let me tell you what this is, for those of you who don't know anything about life. This is a cheese grater. This is a cheese grater. You can make big old slices of big old shredded cheese come off. You can rotate it to the other side. It's got medium sized ways to shred cheese off, shave it off. Over here it's kind of like almost like a minced, a fine grated way to get cheese. Over here on this side is a way to get slices of cheese. It's a neat little object, isn't it? I oftentimes wonder how things come about. Like peanut butter and jelly. What happened? He was making, had bread out and put some peanut butter out and, oh, spilt the jelly. I guess I'll just eat it. It kind of came together. Hey, this isn't too bad. Perhaps it was, peanut butter cups. We had chocolate in the kitchen and knocked over some peanut butter in the chocolate and, oh, this is pretty good together. Kind of accidental inventions. You don't accidentally come up with this cheese grater. Some thought went into this, didn't it? Somebody said, the world needs sliced cheese, shredded cheese, grated cheese. And I'm going to give it to him. So he sat down and he said, this is what the world needs, is this sliced, shredded, grated cheese. That's what the world needs. So I'm going to make something to give it to him. We think about that and you might kind of laugh or think, what in the world is he talking about? But this just wasn't something that a guy just happened to come up with. You don't just come up with an invention like this. You sit down with the purpose to make it. When God created you, He sat down with the purpose to make you. And to make you who you are. to line up events in your life to create you to who you are today, to get you to this point, to where you are today. And perhaps today is the very day of your turning point to where you say, I'm going to become a Christian. Maybe today is the day where you realize that everything that has been so disastrous in your life before has got you to this day so that you can help somebody else. Because when God created you, He had a purpose for you. When the guy created the shredded cheese, grated cheese thing, He had a purpose for it. He had a purpose for that. God has a purpose for you. So you were made for a reason. Think about Mordecai, what he told Esther. He said, "For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place. But you and your father's family will perish. And who knows but that you have come to your royal position for such a time as this." And perhaps that position that you're in right now, today, in this hour, is for a certain purpose. That everything of your life has come together for this moment, for this time. I told Jeremiah, before I formed you, I set you apart. I appointed you a prophet to the nations. Think of everything God has done in your life, preparing you for that one moment in your life. Continuing on in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 6, "Then I said, Lord Jehovah, behold, I know not how to speak, for I am a child. But Jehovah said unto me, Say not, I am a child, for to whomsoever I shall send thee, thou shalt go. And whatsoever I shall command thee, I shalt speak. Be not afraid of them, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith Jehovah. Then Jehovah put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and Jehovah said unto me, Behold, I have put my words in thy mouth." Jeremiah kind of goes back to a Moses type thing, doesn't he? Moses said to Jehovah, "Oh Lord, I am not eloquent, neither heretofore nor since thou hast spoken unto thy servant, for I am slow of speech and I am slow of tongue." Jehovah said, "Who made your mouth? Who hath made man's mouth?" Jeremiah and Moses, they said, "You know, I'm not of good speech. You know, I can't talk." Jeremiah said, "I'm just a child." Moses said, "I'm neither eloquent. I don't talk right." Well, you see, you don't have an excuse when it comes to what God has picked for you to do. Okay? Here's prop two. This is an apple slicer. It also will remove the core from the apple, which is just excellent. It makes slices to where you just perfect bite-sized pieces for dipping in peanut butter or caramel. And if you dip it in caramel, I don't know what your problem is. But if you just think about how perfect this thing is. This is another item that they just didn't. You just don't accidentally make this, do you? Somebody said, "I'm tired of my knife. I'm tired of cutting my thumb. I'm tired of all of this. Not getting it perfect every time." Somebody had a little small, kind of like somebody else I know with perfection. And they they want to get the slices perfect. Perfect. They were different sizes and it drove them crazy. And they said, "I'm going to make something that makes perfect apple slices and will remove the core and the seeds and they won't be a problem. And it'll be great." They didn't just accidentally make this object. They just bump stuff around. But do you ever hear this apple slicer making excuses? You say, we're different. Each one of us is different. We have different gifts. We have different abilities. Some of us can speak well. Some of us can't. Some of us can sing well. Some of us can't. Some of us have a way with prayer. Some of us feel like we can't word a prayer. Some of us can cook. Some of us can't. You see, but they had a designer. Both things had a designer. And they were made for a different purpose. The apple slicer thing, I don't know what it's really called. It doesn't go, well, I'm not a cheese grater. I just a poor, pitiful, miserable me. I can't do anything. And it doesn't sit over here and go, well, I can't make apple slices. Poor, poor, pitiful me. Nobody looks at these two things and talks about which one's great. Yeah, we do talk about which one's greater. But some of you will get that later. We don't look at them and go, you know, one's inferior to the other, do we? No, it's got its purpose. It's got its job. It's got its thing to do. You see, Moses, God needed Moses because God needed a leader. Moses have his problems? Oh yeah, Moses had his problems. Read through Exodus and tell me Moses didn't have a problem with a little bit of temper. Moses had some faults. So we all have faults. But the thing is that we come together and we don't make excuses in order to do what God has called us to do. See, when God makes you, He didn't mess up. He didn't make a mistake in making you. You don't have to feel lonely and desperate and in despair because God created you. He created you on purpose. He created you for a purpose. And He doesn't make mistakes. And God had made you exactly the way that you need to be. Oh, y'all seen it too much. I don't know what happened. Oh, man. It was going to build up to that. Y'all, this is going to be good. It was going to be real good. There we go. We can be excited on remembering what got us here. I think back to creation. What was that turning point for me that got me to take the plunge? And that encourages me. I go back and read the creation story over again. I remember what great love that God has not only for me, but for all men of the world. And that those who turn themselves over to Christ become part of the body of Christ. You see, God's got a plan for you. And God has given us this book that we call the Bible, where He has laid out the roadmap, the plan, the guide for us to follow. He's laid out His plan for you, that you would hear the gospel, that you would believe in Christ, that you would repent of your sins, confessing faith in Christ, and that you would be baptized, where you could rise up in newness of life. So that you would have that hope of eternal life. So that you could rise up to fulfill your purpose. God has a plan for you. He plans on you being with Him in heaven forever. But God loves you enough not to force you against your will. And if you want nothing to do with God here on this earth, He's surely not going to force you to be in His presence in heaven. So where will you turn today? To follow His plan? To do what God has called you to do? If you're subject to the Lord's invitation anyway, we invite you to come as we stand and as we sing.